The dairy is proposed by the Ulu Pono Initiative, a business group headed by eBay founder Pierre Omidyar. Hawaii Dairy Farms, with a $17.5 million investment, wants to put more than 1,800 cows on more than 550 acres here. The enterprise already has 882 dairy cows in Missouri ready for shipment to Kauai if final state and county approval is given. The non-organic milk would be shipped to Oahu for processing and bottling and sold throughout the state. Among those who favor the idea is Jean-Marie Jocelyn, proprietor of a South Shore restaurant bearing his name.
I've been on this island for about 30 years, and I think one of the biggest problems that we have on this island is we cannot sustain food here. We have to import a lot of food. And very little, very subtle, you have people that come in and are willing to invest a lot of money and do a good job at it, and to bring an industry that is very critical to our kids, to the restaurant business, and to everybody. I mean, fresh milk, bring also yogurt, bring a lot of things. And I think for us, it's critical to have something like this on the island. The people behind this, they are a couple of people there, they are a generation of people that live on Kauai. So they do care for Kauai. Well, I say some people go to the farmer's market, and it's very religiously, every week, two or three times a week, because they want to, eat organic and they want to do something good for their body. And then they want to fight somebody that comes and try to bring an industry on Kauai that is going to grow fresh, great milk here on the island.
Some residents and groups strongly oppose the dairy proposal, chiefly because of the amount of manure and urine generated by 1,800 cows. They allege that the area's soil cannot accommodate the waste, especially during heavy rains, and that the result would be serious waste runoff on the land and into the ocean. Odor and flies also are concerns of the opponents, who call the idea factory farming. Dr. Robert Zelkowski of the Surfrider Foundation.
Main concern there is the amount of feces and the amount of urine that will be deposited on the land there daily. They have a plan for the 8% of the waste material that will be deposited on the cement slabs where the cows were being milked, where they're being walked to being milked. But that's only 8% of the waste material. There will be an odor. There has to be from that much amount of waste product. The question that I ask is, why not grow food there? Dairy products are a specialty food, and not everyone consumes them. Fruits and vegetables are consumed by everybody. Maha'ulepu is the most pristine, accessible area on this island and possibly in the state.
Agriculture is permitted on the land proposed for the dairy, but neither the state health department nor the county government has given final approval. For both sides, the basic question seems to be just how many dairy cows the area can or should accommodate.